Chapter 4. Starting Up. Several months after returning to London, I decided to relocate to Atlanta. I wanted to be back in America, a country that had been very good to me, but I felt I ought to avoid Los Angeles and New York, where temptation might well get the better of me. During this time, the first thing I wanted was to continue to get well, and the second thing I wanted, just as badly as the first, was to give back. In sobriety, I was constantly reminded of the good I could have been doing to help those with HIV and AIDS, my friends, people like them, people like me, but how little I'd actually done. There were many potential acts of selflessness that I chose to forego in exchange for another line or another drink. I had been lucky to emerge from the 1980s without having contracted HIV myself, and I was even luckier to have emerged from treatment healthy, able to do something meaningful with my life. I owed a lot to many people. Ryan, Jeannie, Andrea, Hugh, but at that point I simply had not delivered. It was time to do something about that. The first step was literally a small one, but it was inspirational. Hugh was in Atlanta with me, and he and I participated in AIDS Walk Atlanta. This was the city's first AIDS Walk, I believe, and there were thousands of people who came out to participate. I was very glad to be one of them. Raising awareness is a critical aspect of the fight against AIDS today, and it was even more so in 1990. The mass of people taking to the street made quite an impression on me and on the public, and I was thrilled to stand up and to be counted that day. I was also incredibly moved. There I was in the street surrounded by people who had been directly impacted by the AIDS epidemic. Many of those I walked with were HIV positive. Or like me, they had friends or family members who had died of AIDS. For the outside world, the AIDS walk put a human face to the epidemic. For me, it crystallized the need to get more personally involved. Soon after, I started volunteering for a wonderful organization in Atlanta called Project Open Hand, a nonprofit that organized the delivery of home-cooked meals to AIDS patients all over Atlanta. My dear friend John Scott and I would drive around the city and deliver meals to homebound people who were very sick. I'll never forget the tragedy we witnessed during this work. The stigma at the time was punishing, especially in the American South. If you had AIDS, you were ostracized by most of society, period, just as Ryan had been shunned by his community in Kokomo. In Atlanta and all over America, people were contracting HIV and then losing...